This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Last Thursday, Justin Clark passed away at the age of 58. Justin became a pioneer in the disability rights movement in Canada with a simple act of defiance. He wanted his independence. To tell us more about Justin's efforts is one of his friends, Melanie Panich. She is the executive director of the Office of Social Innovation at Ryerson University in Toronto, and she joins us this morning. Hello, Melanie. First and foremost, my condolences to you for the loss of a friend.
Thank you. I appreciate your kind words.
Melanie, I think it's always an opportunity to start with a broad question for our listeners and viewers who may not be familiar. Who was Justin Clark?
Justin Clark was a young man living, born in Ottawa, who at the age of two went to Rideau Regional Centre. His parents placed him there on the advice of a doctor. And at the age of 18, following the procedures that are laid out by government, he was found to be able to make his own decisions. And what he wanted was to leave the institution, move to Ottawa with friends. And that's the nub of the trial.
So tell us a bit about why he wanted to take that case to the government back in the early 80s. And were you at the trial in 1982?
Yes, I did attend the trial. I was working in the disability rights movement, particularly for community living, and I was very interested in the press that had been, Michelle Landsberg had been covering some of the details leading up to it. And I was very interested in his assertion that he wanted to, as he later said, be his own man, move to Ottawa. And he had befriended, or rather I should say, some of the counselors in the institution had befriended him. He had gone out, he had seen what the world looked like outside, and he desperately wanted to be part of that world.
Can you take us back to that moment when Justin took the stand and testified at his trial? Can you tell us about that, what that moment was like?
It was electrifying, I have to say. It was day five of the trial, and much had been said about him from both sides of the case. Lawyers on his father's side arguing that he was incompetent to make his decisions, and his lawyer making the case otherwise. And there was Justin to kind of assert himself and express his own desires. Of course, it was in the limits of being examined and cross-examined. But what was very powerful was here was a man who was standing up to say, I want to determine my own life. And he was doing so at a great disadvantage because he was relying on Bliss symbols, which was a great liberation for him. But this was the first time Bliss symbolics had been used in a court of law for testimony.
And he, in the end, won his independence. In the long term, what impact did this have for other individuals with disabilities who were also fighting for their independence?
I remember that Justin had come to Ryerson to celebrate the closure of institutions, the government policy closing them. And this wasn't the first time he did this, but I remember how remarkably he spoke about his own experience, but constantly reminded us there were many left behind, and that as he had been surrounded by a circle of friends and a lawyer and others to get out, he wanted to make sure that we knew that this was just his own individual victory, but there was many, many more behind that he wanted to see have the same opportunities as he did.
Melanie, I want to backtrack to the relationship that maybe you formed, the friendship and bond that you created with Justin. Can you tell us about how that blossomed over the years?
I don't want to overstate that. He was a very important person in my life. I certainly visited him presented just recently. I know you've shown a photograph at Carleton University as part of a history lecture. I wrote Justin, invited him to the lecture. I was a bit nervous because here I was telling the story and it was really his story, but he came enthusiastically and he asked a question, and the question was, how did I know so much about the trial? but of course it had been a very public event. But he was very pleased, I think, that we're talking about it and about his legacy.
So let's go back to that. When we think about his legacy, how should we remember Justin Clark?
Oh, well, I think there's a number of ways in which we will remember him. I think his, first of all, and most importantly, the history of disability is often told by doctors, experts, scientists, policymakers. Very little history that we have is actually told by people with lived experience. So the most powerful, I think, remembrance is that Justin was telling his own story in the context of social history. That is, he was up against all of the attitudes, scientific knowledge, policy makers, reports that had decided the approach to disability was exclusion, institutional care, removal from the mainstream of society. So here was Justin protesting that in his own voice, stepping forward, saying, I want to be my own man. And I think that is a huge thing that we want to remember. I think it's also interesting that this was 1982, and much of Canada was talking about the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and repatriating the Constitution. So on the one hand, in Ottawa, we were having debates about the Equality Clause, Section 15, and an hour away in Perth County Courthouse, there was this discussion about did he have the right to make his own decision. So I think that, for me, was really a telling shift that he challenged.
Yeah, an absolutely fascinated moment in the intersection of history and disability rights and learning more about our constitutional rights as Canadians as well. Melanie, thank you for making time to be with us today and remembering the impact and legacy of Justin Clark. We really appreciate the context.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.